The concerns over this year's low return of king salmon to Cook Inlet have made it to the federal level. Governor Sean Parnell sent a letter to the Commerce Department last week seeking a federal disaster declaration for Cook Inlet fisheries. From Kenai, KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has the story.
Back in July, Parnell sought disaster relief for the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers and at the same time stated his awareness of what was going on in Cook Inlet, telling the commercial fishermen most affected by the closures that he heard their concerns. Paul Shadura is a board director for the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association and an Eastside set netter. He says commercial fishermen appreciate the governor's action in making this request, but feel the issue this year was allocation, which user group gets access to which fisheries.
And I think at this particular juncture, there are those that have their own agenda and are using this and the devastation to set net families for their own advantage. And I'm not talking about the general sports fishermen. And these individuals are manipulating our government, and they're manipulating the opportunities to our residents of the state. And it's just totally wrong.
The commercial closures were triggered by emergency orders designed to protect the meager Chinook return and meet minimum escapement goals. Essentially, when kingfishing is shut down, so is set netting. While the emergency closures affected all user groups in the area, those Eastside set netters were hit particularly hard, having just a few days to get a share of the approximately 4 million sockeye that came through the inlet. For sport fishing guides like Joe Connors, kingfishing represents a significant part of the business and is a big motivator for people to travel to the Kenai. He says kingfishing makes up approximately 30% of his business, and to avoid that loss of income, he had to find other alternatives for his clients.
A lot of people stuck to their guns and came. I was absolutely surprised. June it was more difficult because we didn't have a lot of options. But as you got into July, we had more options. The sockeye helped. The trout fishing was a little better. But, you know, everything was relative to what was going on and what we could provide them. We ended up providing more fly-out trips, more halibut trips. We probably doubled in both of those.
The justification for closing commercial set netting as a consequence of a kingfishing closure is that set nets invariably catch a proportion of the returning kings, but Shadura says that's not the real problem.
The in-river commercial fisheries are harvesting those fish. They're targeting large Kenai kings. You know, as a set net fishery, we're gear selective, and we harvest majority of our fish are in the 20, 22-pound range, which is near the lower limit of fish that are returning into the river. And so, you know, if you continue to call out the large animals in a herd, if you continue to shoot all the big bulls, you're not going to have many big bulls left. And that's exactly what's happening here.
In his letter, Parnell cited a decline in revenue for Eastside set netters of nearly 90% from $10.9 million to $1.1 million. Shadura says he's not sure that accurately reflects the full scope of the economic effect.
We're a little surprised at the numbers that were generated on the document. We feel that is way underestimated of what the impact is to the Eastside set net fishery and to fishermen, set net fishermen as a whole. And it only addressed in mentioning the other entities that are involved without expressing any kind of numbers.
This year's King Salmon Run has also come in later than usual. Typically, a little more than 10% of the late run passes through in August. However, this year, about a quarter of the run has entered the river since July 31st, and the cumulative total is estimated at 18,300 on the very low end of the minimum escapement goal of 17,800. The commercial set net harvest of kings was estimated at just 543 through August 9th. The governor's request will now be reviewed by the Commerce Department. If it is determined that the criteria for a declaration are met, the secretary is authorized to make sums available to be used by the affected fishing community under provisions of the Magnuson-Stevens Act. From Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.